Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Do Design by Alan Moore, a thought-provoking exploration into the essence of impactful design. This book is not just about the aesthetics of creation, but also about how we can design our businesses and lives for the better. Alan Moore, with his extensive experience advising giants like Hewlett-Packard, Microsoft, and Coca-Cola, brings a wealth of knowledge and insight into the creative process. Do Design is more than a manual for visual beauty. It is a guide to making a meaningful difference in the world through thoughtful design. If you're a designer looking to refine your craft, a business leader aiming to enhance your company's offerings, or simply someone who appreciates the beauty and wants to bring more of it into the world, this book is for you. Join us as we uncover how to create not just beautiful objects, but a beautiful life and a better world through design. Do Design: Why Beauty is Key to Everything. Introduction. Unlock your creative potential and craft beauty in every project. Have you ever found yourself marveling at the seamless blend of form and function in a beautifully designed object? Or perhaps caught in a moment of awe by a piece of art that speaks volumes without uttering a single word? If you're nodding in agreement, or even if you're wondering when you last indulged in such creative endeavors, it's time to tap into the wellspring of creativity that dwells within each one of us. Yes, that includes you. Regardless of whether you're someone who regularly dabbles in the creative arts or someone who considers themselves far removed from being creative, the truth is the ability to create and to create beautifully is an innate human trait. There's a profound satisfaction in turning a mere vision into a tangible reality, crafting objects and designing experiences that resonate beauty, functionality, and meaning. This narrative invites you on a journey to explore the essence of beauty and design, offering insights, examples, and guidance to inspire you to embark upon your own creative projects. Along this exploration, we'll delve into not just the aesthetics of design, but also how the principles of beautiful design can be applied to enhance and even transform your life and professional endeavors. Moreover, for those amongst you who collaborate within teams or manage your own enterprises, there's an added layer to uncover. Structuring your business in a manner that fosters creativity and leads to optimal outcomes. As we navigate this path, you'll discover fascinating anecdotes, such as how a seemingly obscure religious sect has left an indelible mark on contemporary design. You'll also see how literature has not only enriched our lives, but has acted as a catalyst for technological innovation. Even more intriguing is the perspective that astronauts, yes, astronauts, can offer on designing and running a business. So, whether you're seeking to polish your existing skills in creativity and design, or igniting that spark of creativity for the first time, the journey ahead promises to be one of discovery, inspiration, and transformation. By embracing the concepts laid out in this exploration, you'll unveil the capacity within you to create not just objects of beauty, but a life enriched by design. Let's redefine what it means to create and unearth the beauty that awaits in your next project, shall we? Part 1. Envision a world where design elevates our lives and sparks joy. Imagine living in a world where every item, every space, and every system was crafted with the dual goals of functionality and joy. This is not a far-fetched fantasy, but a perspective shift that beckons us to reconsider our approach to design. It's time to acknowledge a fundamental truth. Design permeates every aspect of our existence. From the layout of our cities to the structure of our daily routines, design influences our interactions, our comfort, and even our happiness. However, it's critical to recognize that not all design serves its intended purpose with elegance and effectiveness. All too often, objects and systems fail to enhance our lives, serving as stark reminders that there is ample room for improvement. But herein lies a hopeful mantra for all creators and innovators. Anything that has been designed can be redesigned better. let's challenge ourselves to rethink the very concept of beauty in design. Beauty should not be misconstrued as mere decoration or an afterthought. Rather, at its core, beauty in design is about two things: optimal functionality and the capacity to delight. Consider the simple example of a pair of socks. A well-designed pair not only protects and comforts our feet, but also brings a sense of pleasure each time we slip them on. On the other hand, a pair that irritates or wears out quickly serves as a reminder of the frustrations that stem from poor design. The impact of design on our quality of life cannot be overstated. Every day, we are presented with a choice to create and surround ourselves with items that not only serve their purpose, but also enhance our lives with their beauty and durability. Why then would we settle for anything less? For those of us who breathe life into ideas as creatives and designers, the pursuit of beauty should be more than an aspiration. It should be a guiding principle. The beauty we infuse into our creations is a testament to our vision and a legacy that outlives us. It's about leaving the world a little more functional, a little more joyful than we found it. In our journey forward, let us delve deeper into the twin pillars of design, the act of creation, and the experience of the user. By examining both, we can uncover strategies to elevate our designs from merely functional to truly transformative, crafting a world where every design touchpoint enriches our lives. Part 2. Embrace authenticity and craftsmanship to unlock pinnacle beauty in creation. The creation of beauty is not an act that can be rushed or taken lightly. It demands not just a commitment of time and resources, but also a depth of passion and a craftsman's dedication. This journey toward creating beauty is akin to an origami master transforming a simple sheet of paper into an intricate work of art, a task seemingly insurmountable to those not versed in the delicate folds. This path to beauty starts with a spark of passion. Without a genuine love and respect for the craft, the essential care and attention to detail that true beauty requires cannot be mustered. It's this authenticity and wholehearted dedication that allow a creator to produce works that not only bear their unique signature, but also resonate with meaning and purpose. Reflect upon the story of Morihei Ueshiba, the martial arts virtuoso, who, upon a moral epiphany, transformed his mastery into the peaceful art of Aikido, a discipline that emphasizes harmony, inner strength, and serenity. Ueshiba's journey is a testament to the power of staying true to oneself and how such authenticity can lead to groundbreaking innovations that enrich the lives of many. In the heart of every creator lies the spirit of a craftsman. The endeavor to create beauty goes beyond the mere act of production. It is an intimate process of refining one's own character, fostering a passion, and nurturing a relentless drive for self-improvement. The Shakers, an 18th-century Christian sect, exemplify this principle most vividly. Despite their communal lifestyle marked by celibacy and simple living, the Shakers left an indelible mark on modern design with their functional, minimalist creations in furniture and architecture. Their approach to craftsmanship, a blend of devotion, focus, and mindfulness, propelled them to create works that are celebrated for their elegant simplicity and functionality. One might ponder whether the Shaka ethos, a bygone relic of a different era, holds relevance in our contemporary world. The answer is a resounding yes. The essence of the Shaka philosophy, a deep engagement with our work, striving for mastery, and producing with purpose, transcends time. It invites us to reevaluate and elevate our approach to creation. By embodying the spirit of a craftsman, we not only infuse our lives with meaning and satisfaction, but also gift the world with creations that stand as beacons of beauty and functionality. Let's not merely create, but craft, with authenticity, with love, and with the dedication of a true artisan. In doing so, we unlock the highest form of beauty and lay down a legacy that echoes through the ages, inspiring joy and admiration in all who encounter our work. Part 3. functionality, and joy, the two pillars of beauty for users. When a product hits the market, its fate in the hands of consumers is determined not just by its visual appeal, but more importantly, by how well it caters to their needs and enriches their experience. Success in the marketplace, therefore, hinges on the creation of beautiful products, with beauty being defined by the product's functionality and the joy it brings to its users. This concept of beauty transcends mere aesthetics to focus on the utility and emotional satisfaction a product offers. Take the example of a bed that provides a restful night's sleep. Its beauty lies not in its appearance, but in its functionality, its ability to fulfill its primary purpose elegantly and effectively. A product that functions seamlessly integrates itself into our lives so smoothly that its physical attributes recede into the background. Consider a laptop designed for optimal performance. Its value is in how it supports a user's workflow effortlessly. The less we are conscious of a product's physical presence due to irritations or flaws, the more beautifully designed it is deemed to be. Designing for the user experience means creating products that are intuitive, easy to use, and elicit a sense of joy. This intuitive grasp of a design's effectiveness is immediate, similar to how one instinctively knows that a three-legged chair is unstable, or how the choice of typeface can significantly affect the enjoyment of reading a book. Businesses often err by focusing on quantifiable metrics, such as processor speed or storage capacity, to market products, overlooking the vital aspect of the user experience. Yet, it's the tactile feel of a keyboard or the smoothness of interaction that leaves a lasting impact on the user, far outweighing technical specifications. Durability also plays a crucial role in a product's perceived beauty. Long-lasting objects become repositories of memories and affection, akin to the bonds we share with close friends. The cherished possessions in our lives, like a well-worn backpack or a reliable bicycle, are those that have accompanied us over the years, weathering life's journeys alongside us. A product that is easy to use, fulfills its intended purpose well, and creates a sense of joy and attachment is more likely to foster a loyal customer base and achieve long-term success in the market. As we explore further, we will uncover techniques and strategies to refine the creative process, ensuring that the products we design not only meet but exceed the expectations of users, embodying the true essence of beauty in both function and feeling. Part 4. Dreaming the future into reality. The power of vision in design. Imagine beginning with the sound of laughter and tracing the path backward to the kernel of a joke that sparked it. This, in essence, is how the comedian Bill Bailey crafts his humor. Designers, too, embark on a similar journey. They start with a vision of what they aim to achieve and painstakingly chart the course backward to bring their idea to fruition. This approach is particularly vital when designers set out to create something entirely new, something the world has never seen before. Without a clear and compelling vision, navigating the complex process of creation is akin to sailing a ship without a compass, directionless and doomed for failure. The key lies in storytelling, in the ability to craft a narrative around the future life of a product. Imagining how a piece of technology will be used, the problems it will solve, and the joy it will bring to people's lives is just the beginning. The truly transformative question designers must ask themselves is, how will this technology change the world? Consider the visionary work of American inventor Doug Engelbart, who played a pivotal role in the development of groundbreaking technologies such as the computer mouse, hypertext, and video conferencing. Engelbart did not merely focus on the creation of new tools. He envisioned a future where knowledge and information flowed effortlessly, connecting minds across the globe. For Engelbart, the essence of design was not about the tools themselves, but about the world those tools could help create. Sometimes, bringing such visions to life requires the creation of entirely new language. After all, how can one effectively convey a concept or inspire a team and investors if the vocabulary for the technology does not even exist? This is where speculative fiction and science fiction have made invaluable contributions, providing not only a glimpse into potential futures, but also the language with which to discuss them. William Gibson, with his invention of the term cyberspace in the 1980s, offered a prescient vision of virtual reality and a hyper-connected world long before the advent of the internet as we know it. Language, therefore, is not just a tool for communication. It is a vehicle for sharing visions, for instilling enthusiasm, and for rallying others to work towards a better future. As French writer Saint-Exupéry wisely stated, "If you wish to inspire a crew to build a ship, don't just hand them tools and materials. Instead, teach them to yearn for the vast and endless sea." In the realm of design, it is this yearning for a better world, communicated through powerful visions and narratives, that drives innovation and turns dreams into reality. Part 5. Embracing the Muse: How to Cultivate a Mindset for Inspiration. The unpredictable nature of inspiration often baffles the best of us. It strikes when we least expect it, sometimes amidst the hustle and bustle of our daily routines, leaving us bewildered yet wonderfully surprised. Though the whims of inspiration are beyond our control, there are pathways we can tread to invite its presence into our lives more frequently and to harness its power when it chooses to grace us. One key approach to becoming a magnet for inspiration is to cultivate an openness to the beauty that surrounds us in every moment. Despite being immersed in a world brimming with stimuli, we often wear blinders, focused solely on our to-do lists and the immediate tasks at hand. But what if we could lift these veils and immerse ourselves in the fullness of the world's tapestry? Consider the practices of renowned photographer Sebastião Salgado, known for his breathtaking landscapes teeming with detail. Salgado employs a method that brings every element of his photographs into sharp focus, inviting viewers to absorb the richness of the scene in its entirety. Similarly, we can strive to be fully present, allowing the beauty and detail of our surroundings to permeate our consciousness and inspire our creations. Another transformative practice is to suspend our preconceived notions about what is possible. Our internal convictions about the feasibility of our endeavors can either propel us forward or tether us to the ground. By putting aside these beliefs and embracing the possibility of achieving our goals, we open ourselves to exploring new horizons and overcoming challenges that once seemed insurmountable. The story of Mary Wesley, who embarked on a remarkably successful writing career in her 70s, exemplifies the profound impact of rejecting the limits we impose on ourselves and what we can achieve, regardless of age or circumstance. Equally crucial to inviting inspiration into our lives is the willingness to surrender to its call. This may entail abandoning our current pursuits or altering our plans drastically in response to a sudden spark of creativity. The author's own experience, waking to a world cloaked in fog and feeling compelled to capture its ethereal beauty, underscores the importance of being prepared to act on inspiration's capricious timing. His spontaneous venture resulted in a collection of photographs that not only captivated audiences, but also marked a significant milestone in his journey as an artist. To court inspiration is to engage in a delicate dance, one which requires our openness to the world's wonders, the courage to challenge our limiting beliefs, and the readiness to pivot at a moment's notice. By embodying these principles, we not only increase our chances of encountering inspiration, but also equip ourselves to embrace and channel it into our creative endeavors, transforming fleeting moments of inspiration into lasting works of art. Part 6. Embrace Influence: The Art of Learning from Others' Design. Wisdom. Imitation is not just the sincerest form of flattery, it's also an avenue for innovation and growth. In the realm of design and business, being open to drawing inspiration from the successes of others is not only acceptable, it's advisable. Recognizing a well-executed idea and considering how it might inform your own projects is foundational to creative evolution. The process starts with identifying companies or designers that command your admiration. Perhaps they've achieved widespread popularity, or maybe there's something about their approach that resonates with your vision. The key is to dissect what exactly makes their model or product stand out. Is it their customer service, their unique selling proposition, or the aesthetics of their design? To glean actionable insights, consider mapping out how these successful businesses operate, perhaps through a broad stage-by-stage analysis of their model in comparison to yours. This exercise isn't about copying, it's about understanding core principles that drive success and considering how these principles can be adapted to fit your unique context. Moreover, immersing yourself in the experiences offered by these businesses can open up a treasure trove of inspiration. If you're pondering the idea of starting a street food venture, for instance, first-hand experience of various food vendors will provide concrete ideas about service delivery, customer interaction, and the overall culinary experience far more vividly than any textbook could. However, not all businesses lend themselves to such direct exploration. In cases where a physical visit isn't straightforward, reaching out to the company with a genuine interest in their work can often open doors. Many organizations and individuals are more than willing to share their journey and insights, provided the inquiry comes from a place of genuine curiosity and respect. Take, for instance, the author's experience with Yeo Valley Farms. Intrigued by their shift towards organic and cooperative farming, a simple phone call was all it took to set up a visit. The author's proactive approach led to an invaluable learning opportunity, underscored by the hospitable response from Yeo Valley. Similarly, a cold outreach to admired designer Derek Birdsall resulted in an unexpected mentorship, simply because the author dared to ask. Such stories highlight a truth often overlooked. Access to knowledge and inspiration often requires just the courage to inquire, whether it's stepping into the world of a successful company or seeking guidance from a seasoned designer. The willingness to reach out can pave the way for learning, growth, and unexpected opportunities. Remember, the journey towards innovation and success in design is rarely solitary. Embracing the wisdom and experiences of others can illuminate your path in ways you never imagined. Part 7, The Synergy of Me and We, Fostering Collaboration for Business Success. Muhammad Ali, renowned for his wit and wisdom both in and out of the ring, once articulated the profound connection between the individual and the collective in what he considered his shortest poem, Me, We. This succinct expression underscores a vital truth that has become somewhat obscured in modern Western culture: the balance between individual prowess and collective collaboration. In recent times, the pendulum seems to have swung too far towards the me, emphasizing individual achievement at the expense of recognizing the power of we, the collaborative synergy where the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. This oversight is particularly critical in the business realm, where the interplay between individual creativity and collective effort can catalyze unprecedented achievements. This realization presses the need for a paradigm shift in how businesses operate. Advocating for an environment where collaboration and open communication are not just encouraged, but ingrained in the company culture. Pixar serves as a paragon in this regard. Following the resounding success of Toy Story, Pixar's seminal masterpiece, the studio recognized the indispensable value of fostering a workplace where transparency and teamwork are paramount. The inception of the Brain Trust meetings became the cornerstone of their philosophy. Regular gatherings where employees, free from hierarchy, could engage in frank discussions about every facet of the filmmaking process. This collective critique and brainstorming session not only elevated the quality of their films, but cemented a sense of camaraderie and mutual respect within the team. Yet, the concept of collaboration need not be confined to the internal workings of a company. The adoption of an open business model broadens the spectrum of collaboration, extending an invitation to external entities to partake in the creative and developmental process. This model, characterized by the sharing of technology, data, and resources beyond the company's boundaries, is especially prevalent among tech firms that embrace open-source software. This approach allows users to inspect, modify, and distribute the software, thereby harnessing the collective intelligence and talent of a global community. By incorporating contributions from this extended ecosystem, companies can accelerate innovation, enhance product quality, and explore new commercial avenues more efficiently than through traditional closed models. The shift towards openness and collaborative ecosystems represents a significant departure from conventional business practices, promising a fertile ground for innovation and a more inclusive approach to creating value. In embodying the MeWe ethos, companies not only leverage the unique strengths of their members, but also tap into the vast reservoir of knowledge and creativity that lies within the broader community. This transformation, while challenging, heralds a new era of business where the harmonious blend of individual contribution and collective effort paves the way for breakthrough achievements and enduring success. Part 8. Embracing the Overview Perspective for Long-Lasting Business Success. The path to enduring success in business ventures often becomes obscured by the allure of immediate profits and short-term gains. This narrow viewpoint significantly threatens the sustainability and growth of any enterprise over time. To cultivate a business that thrives well into the future, it's imperative to adopt a holistic view, recognizing the intricate web of connections that underpin its existence and potential evolution. Borrowing from a rare yet profound experience known as the overview effect, commonly encountered by astronauts as they behold Earth from the cosmos, provides a powerful analogy for this expansive perspective. The overview effect epitomizes a transformative moment of clarity, where individuals perceive the Earth in its entirety, asserting a spiritual and visceral unity among all of its denizens and the broader universe. Astronauts who have experienced this phenomenon often return with a renewed sense of purpose and an unwavering commitment to contribute positively to the planet and humanity. This cosmic perspective serves as a poignant reminder of our interconnectedness, urging us to consider our place and purpose within the grand scheme of existence. The narrative of Gransfors Bruk, a Swedish axe company under the stewardship of CEO Gabriel Brandby, illustrates how embracing a total perspective, akin to the overview effect, can revitalize and redefine a business. Initially plagued by financial difficulties due to a myopic focus on profit maximization at the expense of quality and ethics, Brandby embarked on a transformative journey. By embracing a philosophy rooted in wholeness, where business practices, employee satisfaction, product quality, customer relations, ethical considerations, and environmental responsibility are gently woven together, Brandby steered the company towards a path of recovery and prosperity. This holistic approach, dubbed the Total by Brandby, advocates for the understanding that every aspect of business operation is intrinsically linked. Prioritizing product quality not only augments employee morale and satisfaction, but also enhances customer experience, fostering a cycle of loyalty and appreciation. Furthermore, by ensuring that products are built to last, the company contributes positively to environmental conservation through reduced consumption and waste. At the heart of this philosophy lies the conviction that infusing quality and beauty into the core of business values yields far-reaching benefits. A company that genuinely embraces this ethos transcends traditional measures of success, becoming a beacon of beauty, ethics, and joy. Through such a lens, businesses can truly flourish, creating value that sustains not just themselves, but the wider community and the environment. This broader perspective, inspired by the awe-inspiring views from space, encourages us to reflect on our actions and aspirations, guiding us toward making impactful and meaningful contributions to the world. Final summary. In the quest to leave our mark on the world, embracing the creation and dissemination of beauty emerges as a fundamental pursuit. This journey challenges us to infuse dedication and craftsmanship into our work, ensuring that the objects and experiences we design serve not just functional purposes, but also enrich the lives of those who interact with them. Through a harmonious blend of aesthetics and utility, we can craft products that resonate deeply with users, invoking a sense of joy and fulfillment. To harness our fullest creative potential, adopting practices that heighten our receptivity to inspiration is essential. By cultivating an openness to beauty and possibilities around us, challenging our preconceived notions of what is achievable, and being prepared to pivot in response to flashes of inspiration, we set the stage for innovation and transformation. Learning from the successes of others offers invaluable insights into crafting compelling designs and business models. By analyzing and experiencing firsthand what makes certain businesses stand out, we can borrow elements that resonate with our vision, refining them into something uniquely ours. Fostering a culture of openness and collaboration within our enterprises serves as a catalyst for growth and innovation. By encouraging diverse perspectives and collective problem solving, we not only enhance our product offerings, but foster a workspace that thrives on mutual respect and shared objectives. Lastly, adopting a big picture perspective ensures the long-term viability and impact of our endeavors. Inspired by the awe-inducing overview effect experienced by astronauts, we can strive to see our businesses, our designs, and our lives as interconnected components of a larger whole. This holistic view propels us towards creating solutions that are not only successful and sustainable, but also contribute positively to the broader tapestry of life. At the heart of this philosophy is a conviction that by prioritizing quality, beauty, and ethical considerations in everything we do, we craft a legacy that transcends mere functionality, becoming a source of joy, inspiration, and progress for the world. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.